You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Well, shalom, and let's just say aloha as well. It's the Man Dog Pod with me, one of the hosts, and Ryan Rosenberg, your other host. It's the Improv and Conversation Podcast. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, mystery host.
Oh, mystery host. I didn't say my name.
Who could it be?
Wow.
Who is it? Do you recognize the voice?
Is it Theo Vaughn?
I don't know. Definitely not. He sounded Irish or something.
Or maybe I'm the host of This American Life.
Ira.
Ira. Or maybe this is Call Her Daddy, and I don't know the name of either of the women that host that podcast.
Well, we have a third mystery host today, and I wonder who they are. Let's bring them out.
It's Casey. Oh, Casey. Who is it? Let's see.
You can say my name.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked your SNL character reel there, though, that we got to start off with.
Yeah.
Three strong characters.
That's great. Yeah, that would really be awesome good. To do a little, like, you know, show up and be like, this is all, what if all these podcast hosts were discussing the war in Iraq together.
There you go. You got a good comedy framework in there. Yeah. Topical stuff, you know?
Well, the last time I watched the news was 2004, so.
Two bears, one cave. Who's that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Bert. Christ. Yeah, take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Casey, how you doing today, bud? Thanks for being here.
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. I should say for the people watching, your Patreon listeners, I have my dog in my lap, so I'm petting my dog here.
That is
so cute.
I'm glad you said it because he is weird. Just out of view, so yeah. It looks like maybe, yeah, you're just rubbing like a lump on your lap.
Yeah. It looks interesting, yeah.
It definitely looks like you're trying to hide something, whatever
right,
it is.
Yes, yeah.
You're like... A villain, but you're not fully confident in your villain animal, so you're like, I don't want you to see him.
That's right. Yeah, and this will be some of the most comfortable improv I've ever done in my life, just a dog relaxing on my lap as I try to bring emotion to this. So we'll see. You can try to guess it. Listeners, you can try to guess when the dog jumps off my lap in this episode. It will surely happen at some point.
Let us know in the comments, give us a time code, and we'll let you know if you're right or wrong.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
I got to start off by saying I am a little bit feeling guilty today from even doing any sort of work at all.
We shouldn't be working.
Because I really, really want to stand with our writer friends in the Writers Guild of America. They're officially on strike today. Screw the studios.
Yes.
They're not giving people their fair share. The writers make the money and the studios keep it. It's not fair. So I don't think I should have to work either.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I think I at first, before the justification of the writer's strike, I was like, oh, this is an interesting way to start the podcast. But yeah, no, that's a real thing. I do hope, I was talking to Lippert about this briefly yesterday. I do hope the other unions, when ours are up in June, kind of just join the strike in hopes of maybe speeding it up and being like really shutting down. Because everyone needs to figure out streaming. There's no one who's like, oh, no, we're doing good over here. It's it's all part of the, like, you know, corporate interests of stocks having to go up every single quarter, which means you're never making enough money. You always have to start laying people off and doing better and better, which is all capitalistic bullshit.
Yeah. Art and commerce have gotten too close to each other. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this in different ways once before, but I wasn't expecting the AI thing to really crest so fast.
Yeah.
Where it felt like maybe 6 months ago, everyone was posting really like weird mouthless photos that they were creating.
Six fingers.
And it was like, whoa, this is kind of silly. And then like yesterday, it's like, this movie was written on AI. And it's like, or like, here are all the ways police are using like current AI technology to mm-hmm. identify you. And it was like, well, this went way faster than I thought.
Yeah.
But that's a sticking point of the deal, right? It was like, the writers were like, no scripts written by AI, no IP created by AI. And the studios were like, we'll discuss this annually. That's what we're willing to do.
Yeah.
So never.
A discussion annually about technology, about the current technology or something like that. It's like, oh, cool. I was thinking about how quickly things, like obviously how the internet changed our worlds completely in cars and, you know, so many things, I guess television, even movies, whatever. But there's got to just be, those things have just keep happening and happening in quicker succession to each other now, I would think, than before mm-hmm. with the internet. Like, I think these huge groundbreaking things that change the way we live will keep happening. So we'll probably, if we live to be what, we're going to live to be what, like 120, us three combined?
I don't know. I'm 37, so I'm like, I don't know, 46 or something like that.
I remember in college seeing an episode of Pervert Charlie Rose's TV show where...
and he did ask you to call him that, right? That was
his. Welcome back. And so a scientist on that was like, within 10 or 15 years, they will have the technology for us to be able to live forever. And I was like, awesome, man.
Just imagine you like at 2 a.m. just like, you know, Doritos chips on your tummy. Just like in my man just being like the laziest piece of whatever and just being like, oh, hell. Yeah.
I could do this forever.
Okay, all right. Great news.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's we live in a very strange time, and it's like maybe it always feels like that with whatever new thing is coming, but it really feels like even the people in technology are now scared of technology, you know, which is like, well, wait a second, stop it then, pull the plug or you know, whatever. And it is a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that interview I think Kumail did when he was on Silicon Valley or something, talking about like, they would meet with all these tech people, you know, to understand that show better or whatever, or because those people just wanted to meet celebrities. and for whatever reason, like they'd talk to them and like they'd always talk about what they could do, but like no one ever talked about like, and we're discussing whether we should, you know, it was always just like, it was all just like, this is what we can do, this is what we can do. And he thought that was interesting that there was no, like nothing in place for like ethics or for like, well, let's discuss whether we should be doing this next thing. It was just more like, no, we can.
Probably
not the best.
I've called this press conference today to announce that I am officially stepping down from my position at the Alphabet Company, the owners of Google.
Oh, my God. This is huge.
Write it down. Write that down. Oh, my gosh.
My conscience, yes, we do write it down, can no longer handle this. Of course... For those who don't know me, my name is Keith Sanders.
Write that down.
And I created the technology that made it possible to see through people's clothes by just putting glasses on. And now that I've seen what it's being used for, I cannot stand by and watch what's going on. I think they just
found his hard drive too. That's one of the other reasons he's stepping down. They just found his hard drive.
Okay. Mr. Sanders, question here. Yahoo News.
Yes.
I was wondering what was your initial, when you invented such a thing, what did you think people would use it for?
Terrorism.
Okay. For terrorism?
No, stopping terrorism, of course. I just thought the possibilities of creativity were endless with it. I mean, just thinking of a few things on a movie set, knowing if someone was mic'd up or not. You know, sometimes the sound guy forgets if they put the mic on or whatever.
Sure.
Just put the glasses on and go, oh, yeah, I see the mic pack right there. I see the little thing on their chest. Photo shoots where you want to get a photo of someone with their clothes on and off consensually. You just put the lens on. They don't have to take their clothes off, you know? I'm not the creative one. I just wanted to do the technology.
Mr. Sanders.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying this isn't your first invention that did almost no good for humanity. What do you have to say about that?
I think I'm not the type of thinker, and of course I think everybody is thinking of the hat I invented.
Yeah, the nudie hat. The nudie hat that you said was going to be a fancy new way to imagine your greatest fantasy. It's just a hat with like a picture of, you know, lewd pictures on it.
Yeah. Yeah, what I had kind of originally created the hat for is you put it on your head and it shows everyone a few of your fantasies by connecting to you neurologically. Unfortunately, the technology was immediately turned into perverted sexual fantasies. I was thinking more like Mr. Megorium stuff or something like that.
I'll write that down, Mr. Megorium. Make sure you spell check.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know the journalists were all kind of in cahoots trying to help each other out with what's important. And
there's a lot of big stories going on today, honestly. Nice. Yeah, a lot of people are turning themselves in for making mistakes, so we're just kind of trying to all cover for each other as best we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I am taking my severance from this, and I am leaving the world of technology. It is... much like Oppenheimer standing before the bomb, and
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's real life. It's real life. It also really happened.
Let's go on Friday. Yeah, let's go on Friday.
Oh, is it out? Okay, yeah. I wonder if he has an early screening.
Well, let's find it. Maybe we'll find a theater.
Yeah, we can find it. Yeah, we're up here in San Francisco. There's a theater somewhere.
Mr. Sanders.
Yes.
What do you think you're going to do next? Now, a lot of people think tech is out of the question. Are you just going to go retire on an island? Are you going to start inventing for other areas? What's looking like it's coming?
Well, I was watching the film What Men Want.
It's a good film. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a creative sequel to What Women Want.
Mel Gibson, yeah, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Big fan, yeah. I covered him on some of those stories.
Great guy. Big vocabulary.
Yeah. Surprising. Yeah. Just don't get drinks in him, but yeah, great guy.
Unsurprisingly, a lot of the people that report on tech here are bigger fans of Mel Gibson and the What Women Want. But I was thinking, you know, yes, what if you could read someone's thoughts, you know, but it's in a relationship, you know, where it's like, they just won't open up to me. What if we could just hear what they're thinking, you know? All of the things, our ego, that stand in our way. And so I personally am going to work on something like that to be used for...
Mr. Sanders, what do you say to people who comment on how you dress? Slick black hair, tiny little flavor saver, open t-shirt, disgusting sunglasses. It's clear what your motivations are with all these inventions. You keep saying that they're accidental, but look at yourself.
Well, first I'd say of the three descriptors of me, I'm surprised the sunglasses are what got disgusting.
Hey, well, flavor saver.
They were all disgusting. They're all disgusting. Of course they are. Be clear.
They are sunglasses in the style of New Year's glasses, but they are boobs instead. It says the word boobs.
Happy boob year, it looks like it says.
Happy boob year. And the O's are where my eyes go. And the O's are also boobs. Yeah. you're right. I'm taking these sunglasses off. From this day forward, I'm no longer wearing these filthy sunglasses, which I bought as a boob, you know, as an idiot. You know, I was doing a more of a Mr. Bean, I think, and I think I'm being misinterpreted. But as for the way I dress, that's who I am, and I guess I am being accused of being a pervert. I heard some people talking about the hard drive before. We all have a weird hard drive.
We all have a weird hard drive somewhere.
Oh, man, I couldn't help but think about how terrible of an idea that was. I know that's the whole point, but of every thought being heard by your partner, you know, it's like,
yes,
such a jump from communicating better to letting them hear every thought you have. Like,
Huge right. misunderstanding of what a relationship should be.
Yes, oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
Exactly. Yes. That's the weird thing about tech these days. It's like, what is this for? Like, even the advancements feel like in real time, they're making life worse. You know what I mean? It's like, who is enjoying this thing? Like, everybody's getting so unhealthy and so screwed. Like, how is this okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's scary.
I'm trying to think of... It feels like it's gotten to a place where I don't even know what's getting... I don't understand anything. Like, when we talked about this, when they could, like, see... what was it? SETI or whatever? Where they're like, we can see the galaxy even better now. And I was like, oh, nice. and what else? You know, like, I didn't really understand that. And the AI thing, I don't really get. But then someone was like... I just saw an article that was like... They had doctors... I'm not going to be able to say exactly what was happening here smartly, but they had doctors do like write out some sort of like response I'm losing it. But basically, the AI was more sensitive and accurate than real doctors were. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And like somebody was talking about how their dog had a blood disease. And the vets couldn't figure out what it was, and an AI did.
Wow.
So.
Yikes. Yeah. The thing that
I guess that's good. I don't know.
Yeah. The thing that AI to me, like from a world of like marketing and stuff, makes sense. Like sometimes you get like busy work kind of be like, hey, give us like 100 slogans of, or yeah, they maybe say 20 or whatever. But now with AI, I think the advantage is like, oh, I can have AI give me 1,000 and then just pick the best 20, you know, to submit. Mm-hmm. So like there's ways in which I think it's helpful. I think so long as someone's still kind of working with AI or overseeing it, I guess would be my,
right.
Would be my pitch. So that I can keep getting paid.
That's a good pitch.
You could set me down with those people, whoever people are. I don't know anything about this.
I feel like it's just like any form of technology. It's like the first person to get it and wield it becomes way stronger than everybody else. You know what I mean? It's like AI seems like a great idea, just like the gun did. But now, like, look at guns in America. It's like ruining our lives. But we thought they were being made for safety. You know what I mean? And same for AI. It's like, we won't ever have to work again. And it's like, no, you won't ever be able to work again. And it's like, oh, right. Like these things that we think are helping us today are really like killing us in the future, you know? And it's like, damn, how do we see ahead of that stuff and just like not do it? You know? Yeah. What if the gun was never invented? Like,
now there's a scene.
What would that world look like? All right, this is a hold up. Everybody on the ground, hands up. I'm here to rob the bank.
Oh my God, he's got two bananas.
Get down. You better listen up or you're getting banana slapped in the face, motherfuckers.
Get down.
It's unbelievable. All these people who aren't allergic to bananas come in and wield these bananas at the rest of society.
Hey, shut up! Shut up! I mean business. Okay, hold one of these bananas. Hold one of these. I'm going to get a third one out of my pocket. I'm a little bit hungry.
Okay, great. All right, so here's my plan. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to just act normal. Everyone stay down. And then if we can get the peel to fall on the ground at some point, I'll try to guide him over there with the key, and he'll slip on the banana peel, and we'll all be okay. All
right? Hey, what's going on over here? We got a couple of heroes?
No.
Look away from my face. Look away from my face unless you want the wrong end of a banana up your nose.
I don't know. Look, I have the key to the safe. If you're looking for the person who has the key to the safe, that's me.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Come with me.
Okay, right this way.
Well, let me come with you. Where's the safe? I don't know where the safe is.
It's over this way. Did you finish that banana?
Nobody move!
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I finished the banana. It was delicious. It was a little green.
Oh, I hate those. Ugh, yuck. Scary. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
If you want to throw it away, you can throw it here in the garbage or...
Okay, it's a short garbage can. I hope it goes all the way in there.
Yeah, it will. Okay. Okay. All right, this way to the safe.
Thank you. Look away. Look at the ground. Look at the ground.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go for the banana peel.
Don't be a hero.
Please. It's okay.
We're insured. It's okay.
I know. It's okay. My grandfather owned a fruit store. Okay, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Ow! Ah! Who did? Hey, who did that? I just got hit in the back of the head with a banana peel. Who the hell is packing in here? Everybody, hands up! Bananas on the floor! Bananas on the floor now! Security!
Secure, calling for security?
No, security guy, I know you got a banana. Oh, okay. I know you got a banana. Put it on the ground.
Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted me to come over and help you. You sure?
Are you willing? Are you willing?
I don't know. What's the deal? What's in it for me?
I'll pay you $20 an hour more than they do here.
Well, am I going to get the same amount of shifts in a week? Or?
No, you're going to be working for about 20 minutes.
Okay, no, then that's not a good deal for
me. Get down on the ground. Everybody, listen up. I've been fooling around with you bastards for long enough. You've seen the bananas, but anybody who talks next, you're getting a cherry in the mouth.
Oh, no. Can anyone chide them with their tongue? Can anyone do the stem trick?
My husband says he can. He's always saying he can.
Okay.
That guy right there, from what experience?
Now's not the time, but I was pre-tying them and then putting them in my mouth, honey. Now's not the time.
You lying sack of shit. Yeah. An almost choke. Anybody else want to pipe up?
No, please.
Anybody else want a cherry in the throat?
No. But that was like the one thing that guy was always talking to his wife about. Did he not have any real interest, sir? Or nothing you could actually brag about?
Yeah, what the hell? Why are you still trying to, your wife when you're already married?
I should have known. I was always complaining that he wasn't very good at cunnilingus, and he was like, if I'm so bad at cunnilingus, how can I tie this cherry in my mouth? And I was like, well, maybe I'm the weird one then.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. If I could, I don't know what, but if I could, like, do something small with my hand that could blow your head off, I would. But I don't know how to do that.
Nine people are dead at First Union Bank. Chiquita Banana has issued a statement. Their thoughts and prayers are with everybody at the bank. Of course, Ted Chiquita, senator in Texas, is saying if people at the bank had had a few more bananas, maybe this wouldn't have been an issue. We've got some talking heads with us here today.
Hi, yeah, I guess I'd like to say, Rick Steven here from PBS. And I also got to say, I connect to the person who's bad at cunnilingus. I also feel like I got to keep justifying my wife. I'm not bad, but she keeps telling me I am bad. I say, oh, yeah, well, if I'm so bad, how come I can peel a buffalo wing just by one bite, huh?
This is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. My name is Carlton Cheston, and I am the chairman of the NBA, the National Banana Association. They're trying to take our bananas, and it's ridiculous. There is not a single threat. The problem is with parents at home. You have to teach your kids banana safety. You have to have a banana safe. You have to have a safety on all of your Chiquitas. It's not Chiquita's fault.
And what's up with all these crazy people? We gotta deal with mental health because they're grabbing bananas. They're probably just doing cunnilingus for hours, because they're crazy. There's nothing that stops them. So that's what women expect. They're now expecting hours of cunnilingus. And then how the rest of us can even keep beef to these crazy people? That's what we gotta.
Absolutely, I know. I'm a banana-toting guy, but this cunnilingus is getting out of control. It's getting out of control, the expectations of these women. They expect we're supposed to know how. I'll tell you what, if there's any kind of cunnilingus I understand, it's the banana one.
And I'll tell you another thing. My wife doesn't even tell me she doesn't like cunnilingus. She's got one of those hats she puts on. It just explains everything she's thinking. And the whole time I'm down there, I just hear her thinking, when will this stop? This feels, well, he had it for a second. Why did he stop doing that? Slow down the motion. What's he trying to prove?
Look, I let this, as mediator, go on a little too far. I was curious because I also have cunnilingus issues. I'm curious what you all think here at the National Banana Association and Fred, from PBS. The Basketball Association of America, the BAA, is now not having any games. The players have walked out in protest to support banana reform.
I mean, these are millionaires. These are millionaires who play a game for a living. They're the most privileged, entitled. I mean, if anyone had days, weeks, months, hours to just spend on cunnilingus, it's these guys, you know? They could do it, and they're not. And they're not doing it from what I understand.
And don't tell me these guys don't own bananas. These guys are sitting at home. They're peeling them. They're eating them. Who knows? They might be pointing bananas at their kids in their own home.
That is
for discipline.
Aggressive accusation, especially from the man whose wife famously had Shaquille O'Neal go down on.
I don't get the stuff. I don't get it. And Shaq loves it.
Well, folks, we're interested in hearing your opinion on this one. Should bananas be banned? Of course, you know, in schools, how are kids going to get their potassium? You know,
hello,
people-
hello, hey, welcome to Walmart. What can I get you? I see you looking at the one with the scope.
Yeah, I was wondering this is my first banana purchase, but yes.
Yeah, we'll sell it to you. You don't even need a license or nothing.
And the scope, what exactly does, what does that help me?
You can see where you're throwing the banana from really far away.
Okay. That's interesting to me, yeah.
Here, why don't I pull this down and load it up real quick and put it in your hands.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
How's the weight feel to you? Does that feel like something you could handle?
Wow, yeah, that feels nice. And so if I just like, aim.
Go ahead, cock it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Great. Ooh, that feels nice. That feels powerful.
And good,
if I look in the scope, then I can see. Oh yeah, I'm seeing further
away.
Yeah,
look right here. Look right here in the middle of my forehead.
Okay. Wow. Look at
that. Does that make you feel safe as a young lady walking around with a banana with a scope on it?
It really does. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'll take this, please.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, if you want something a little smaller for your purse. We do have these organic bananas that are about the size of a tiny penis.
I've noticed all your scale here. Yeah.
You see up on the wall there how we do the sizes.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, I guess I'm looking for, do you have, what's this one here that's like decent in length but kind of thin?
That one's called the Dan Lipper.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I guess I'll take one of those, please.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dan Lippert. Now, if you're like me, some bananas are too big for your pockets, and some are a little too small, and they fall right through your basketball shorts. Well, they have made a banana through splicing jeans that is exactly the size. We'll take that again.
Yeah, okay, let's just cut real quick. Great, if we could just get hair and makeup last looks over there. Dan, how you doing? Everything okay?
Really good.
Great.
Really good.
You like the copy?
This is my favorite of the realities that I could ever possibly live in.
Okay. Wow. I never knew that.
Jesus Christ. I didn't realize you had a full banana on set. Sorry. I'm freaking out a little, David. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I need to run to the restroom.
Sure. Take your time. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you. Is everything okay? I didn't even see what happened. She was just doing hair and makeup.
I think maybe we just need props to come in and just show the crew that the banana is a prop banana. You know, peel it and show them that it's
great.
There's no real banana in there.
Can we get Alec Baldwin? Could you please walk in here? Could you please?
And scene. I like that.
It's so funny because, you know, coaching improv. Yeah, and it, like, you see enough of those like mapping scenes where you're like, great, the change is specific. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, I can't think of anything else. It's just going to be bananas.
Totally.
It's like, if this, then what? And it's like, nope, I'm doing bananas.
Banana's good. Banana's funny.
Yeah, I think after that scene, I was like, I think I'm starting to get a little bit of energy. I think these next two, I'm going to be all right.
Folks, you heard the warm-ups. If you stuck around, you're going to catch the real show now.
I think I'm starting to get a hang of this.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, Ryan, please.
No, please. You said as if you had a thought before I started.
Well, you sounds like you had a thought as well.
Mine was just that I just bought groceries, but I bought too many And now I'm kind of overwhelmed. Like I don't know which thing to start with or something, which seems like not a problem, but I don't know why it is for me. I can't decide.
Were you able to buy, or did you buy groceries like that paired with each other? Or did you do what I do, which is like you walk through and just grabbed everything that excited you?
Well, that's the thing. I got like some good meals, but if I want to do any of it, I got to like cook the whole meal or just like eat one mango.
Right.
And I want to eat the mango, but I just can't bring myself to pull it out of the fridge.
Yeah. I make tacos. That's one of my go-tos. But when I like open up the ground chicken or when I open up the beans or something, then like I kind of want to have make tacos a bunch that week, you know, otherwise it's not going to get used and stuff. And so I can get in my head and be like, if I start eating tacos for lunch, then I'm going to have a lot of tacos in the next like 4 days. And then I also get like, well, this reminded me of like when you buy groceries, then someone invites you to go to dinner or something. You're like, oh, I don't know. I got these groceries. On Hinge, I was talking to someone for a while. It was going pretty well. We were talking like to the point of every day we were talking. And so then I was like, hey, let's hang out sometime. And the excuse she gave me for not going out on our first date was she had just made a lasagna and some soup. And she's like, I have to finish this lasagna and the soup before I want to go out. And I was like, okay. And I was
lasagna and soup.
That's- yeah.
A lot.
So it was like 10 days or something. She was like really, really giving herself a long run.
Maybe when I finish the soup, I'll feel different.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We did eventually go out. It was wild. I was like, maybe she's, and you know, in the nice sense, I was like, maybe she's like really struggling with money, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, let me say like, hey, I'll pay for this. If that's, but that wasn't even the current concern. So then I was like, okay, this is some other kind of concern than what you're telling me.
Would have been nice. I just made a big pot of apple cider, alcoholic. So it's going to be a few days.
Yes.
That's sometimes what I relate to from her end there is I think I've like gotten even with this, but I used to be really too specific and honest when I had to say no to things, you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah, too much information, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like, I think no would have been fine on that. If like, can't tonight, let's do another night. Like, the more specific you get, the more it's like, huh, there's more to read into there.
Yeah, I used to always get my schedule and it was like, hey, can anyone do like Thursday something? Like, well, Thursday I have this and I got to run to this. And then I like give the time frames and everything. And then I was later on like, oh, I should have just said no. I should have just said there's another day. Yeah.
Right. The excuse honestly makes me feel worse. It's like, if you just told me, no, you can't do it, I can come to terms with that. But then what if I don't like the excuse?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather just have to be an adult and go like, oh, you can't do it. But then I find out the reason you didn't do it is because you were like doing yoga at home. You could do that any time of the day. What do you, you know what I mean? Like, just say no and let me live with that, you know?
Right. Yeah. In this case, like she was able to convince me that like, oh yeah, of course you got lasagna soup. That makes sense. See you in 10 days. But then when I would tell people to see the look in their face, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. That's a crazy thing to tell someone. Yeah. I was like,
go ahead.
No, just she'd convinced me kind of. And I was like, yeah, of course. Oh, lasagna and soup. Yeah. This is going to be, we're never going to go on a first date.
Lasagna and soup. I mean, I hope maybe it will work out and you'll be together forever and she'll hear this and be a little offended. But what are you talking about? You made yourself lasagna and soup.
Yeah.
One of those is a once in a lifetime make for me. You made two in the same day.
Are you freezing? What is going on? Why are you making the two hottest foods I could think of? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to burn your mouth, I think.
We did eventually go out on our first date, and we went out for soup.
Oh, really?
My God. Yeah. Where did you go?
Yeah.
It was like a Mexican soup. We went to a place in Eagle Rock that I'd never been before.
Albondigas.
Is that a place?
No, it's a type of meatball soup that is Mexican, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Ryan, do you think you could name some ingredients and we'd be like, this is what you should do with it, or you know what you should do and it's more just the first step of it?
I know what I should do. It's the like, it really is, part of it is the like doing it for myself thing.
Right.
Like, I love to cook for other people, but when it's just for me, I'm like, ugh, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but then once I do it, I really enjoy it. Like, once I'm in it, I really enjoy it. But the lead up to it is like, oh, this feels impossible. I got to get out a bowl and a pan and turn on the burners. Then I'm going to have to wash everything. Mm-hmm. And it'll be okay food, you know, it'll be good. But I don't know. I just, there's something about like, I think it has to do with like taking care of myself. Like, I don't want to cook for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My therapist, aka our therapist, like, that's a thing we talk about a lot, especially recently, where she's like, just think of like, this is a treat for you. Like, think of it as like you're giving yourself a treat. You're helping right. yourself in some sort of way. And I'm almost like, all right, we tried it. Let's try a new strategy. Because this isn't yes. it. Like, that's not a motivator for me.
Right. Right. It's like, oh, I guess I do have to change my attitude around it. It is the way I feel about it that's the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is tough when you tell your therapist, new tactic, please. Sorry, sounds like you had a scene.
I didn't have a great one. It was a half idea. So
great, let's do it.
Well, I'm excited to do roommate dinner tonight. Of course, a little sad that you'll be leaving us early because, you know, we made this huge meal, but, you know, you've got your date. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for cooking this. This looks awesome. Guys, this is awesome.
It does look really, really good. It does. It looks like too much food, I'll be honest, but it looks really good.
Well, yeah, but it was planned for like, we'll all have a nice long meal together. And that was just, totally. I didn't share my feelings. And so I'm feeling a little resentful, but we'll just do it. So we'll start with the first course, lobster right. bisque.
This is rich. Go. This is wow. really yummy and rich.
Yeah. Gosh. Brad, this looks awesome. This looks awesome, man. I do want to say, it feels like sometimes you're just like doing stuff for us that I think maybe you just want to do for yourself, you know? Is that, have you ever considered that at all?
I don't know, because this morning you were like, I might have a date tonight, and yeah. I was like, no, let's do roommate dinner, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, and then I was like, great, we're doing that, and then I just kind of planned out the meal, and I love lobster bisque, everybody loves lobster bisque, and I think you'll be pleased by the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, last night when you woke us up, and you said like, hey guys, I found this great porn video for you, that like you thought we would like.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Video?
I thought the video was fine. I thought it was fine.
The wake up.
Yeah. The fact that we were sleeping, it seemed like maybe you just wanted to watch that video.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just like to share. I come from a sharing family. If I knew this video was out in the world and you all had known about it and not told me, I'd feel like you like left something for me.
Okay, it was pretty much standard neighbor, you know, coming over while her husband's gone.
Standard.
Do you want to throw it on? Do you want to throw it on right now?
No.
Yeah, that's
he's
weird.
Got a date to go to, and we're at the dinner table.
That's weird. Yeah. That's so for nighttime. That's for end of the night. You're right.
No, it's for you, locked in a room. That's the whole issue. You gotta stop, like, it's not quite projecting, but it's like you're doing things that are solo things for you, and then saying they're for us. It's just not for us.
All right, like, that's okay. Go ahead.
Like Charlie and us, we have a lot of like things that we have shame in, you know? So we'll like lock our door and do things that I don't even want you to know about, you know? Yeah. Like I am there's all types of volunteering that I'm doing that I'm embarrassed about. And so I'm not even telling you guys about that.
Wait,
okay?
Really? Ugh. Really?
Yeah, I know. It's sometimes when I say I'm going to work, I'm actually just driving elderly women to run errands that they need to do, like grocery stores or hit the post office or whatnot.
Okay, TMI.
That is disgusting.
Yeah,
that is disgusting.
I'm sorry. The point is not the thing I'm doing. The point is just that, You know, I don't, there's things in my life I don't share with you too.
I guess I know what you mean. I mean, I do plant gardens in urban areas that are sort of like food deserts. What? And I don't want to tell anybody about that, but it is a passion of mine, you know? And
that's why your fingernails are always kind of black.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of gross, but it's for good. You know, it's helping.
You said you're into emo music. Oh.
This feeling I have where when you both describe these volunteering experiences and I want to jump out of my skin, you're saying that's how it feels when I wake you up at 2 a.m. and show you neighbors meeting up to have sex? Like, and being like, you should masturbate to this?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. Yeah. I mean, it's just,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, again, this meal is amazing. You got a fantastic meal here. It feels like.
There is a lot of shellfish in it for, you know, Corey being allergic to.
Thank you.
To shellfish.
But you just said it's a little itchy, right? When you have it, it's not like your throat closes up.
That's true. Yeah, no.
It tastes so good.
Okay. But you keep walking around the house being like, hey, we should get lobster bisque together. Shouldn't we get lobster bisque together sometime? And like, I don't even know if I responded. I don't think I would have said yes. But
yeah, the bisque boys text chain is basically dead.
It's just the same emoji
every time.
Well,
it's just that one text. Yeah. Just the one text over and over.
You think they would make a lobster bisque emoji if it wasn't an incredibly popular soup?
I gotta be honest. I think that's a tomato soup emoji. I didn't want to say anything, but it's too dark a red.
Right.
You're a fucking idiot then. I'm sorry, but that's so stupid.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude, but that's so stupid. It's lobster bisque. It's the if you type in soup right now, I bet the first 10 images that come up will be lobster bisque or bisque.
You think
related.
If I type in soup, the first 10 images will be lobster bisque? I really don't think so.
And if I'm right, you have to stay home from your date.
What? I'm not even a part of this. Why do I get a... What? Okay.
Something's got to be on the line, baby.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Gambling.
Type soup. Type soup.
Are we gambling?
Yeah, type soup.
I don't think we all wanted to gamble right now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
got
just
me
sort
again.
Of
yep,
thrust
you're right.
Your thing. Mm-hmm. We're not at a cockfight, okay? It's not like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I really am hearing that, like, I'm the odd man out here, and so I'm sorry. Let's just get through this dinner. It doesn't even matter what happened when I typed soup. Let's just do it and enjoy ourselves.
Okay.
Look at that minestrone. Okay.
It doesn't even matter. Don't look at my phone.
minestrone, top three. Unbelievable.
I mean, we can all be a little surprised about
Not
that.
Not a cream-based soup in the bunch.
I think I was on, like, Google. Googly or something like Italian Google. That's too many minestrones. I don't think any of us expected minestrone.
I don't know.
Okay, next course. And we'll go quick. You barely even touch your bisque. That's fine.
Again, he's allergic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shrimp scampi. I know you can't have shellfish, so just have the scampi part.
Okay.
It looks like some good butter sauce. Maybe you can eat the butter sauce.
Yeah.
Listen, I think this is good. This is yummy. When did you make this?
The scampi? I mean, last night, and then, you know, let it sit.
Oh, yeah. I think the scampi has turned.
Impossible.
I think it's just not.
Impossible.
This is a cold next day scampi.
Don't insult the scampi. Look, I want to be in a good mood, you guys. But I don't want to blow the surprise, but my favorite local UFC fighter is coming over tonight, and he's going to hang and chat and have a laugh with us.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah,
that sounds
thanks.
Awful to me.
Look, it cost me a lot of money, and I put my whole reputation on the line, guys.
What do you mean? What did you have to say? I promise we'll have a laugh.
Yes, he wants to drink heavily, and he wants to have a laugh with us tonight, all right? And he's expecting good, fresh scampi, so energy up.
I really think that is not the vibe. Our buddy is going on a nice Sunday night date. He's leaving anyway, and I had already told you that I was going to put my curlers in. I don't want to drink like crazy with an MMA fighter. I'm having a low-key Sunday.
It's Sunday night. We're supposed to eat a bunch, hang out with an MMA guy, maybe drink, party, go out, and then come home and show each other our favorite porno.
Why is this even what you want to do? It's one thing that you are forcing it on.
It's a guy's night, dude.
Hey, man, should we tell him?
Yeah, I think we should probably tell him.
I didn't know how to say this, but I just figured now is as good a time as any. We're going to move out. We're going to give you 45 days instead of 30, but we're moving across the hall, just the two of us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Dude,
but I just put in a down payment on one of those places above the Americana for us to all live in. I was going to surprise you guys tonight. We're going to live where you can shop.
Okay, this
at
wow.
the mall?
Yes, we're going to live at the mall. I mean, we were going to. $9,000 a month, two bedrooms. We'd have to split a bedroom. It's a bit of a downgrade.
Oh, God.
Valet on site.
You know what? This is just like you.
What?
All night, you're pissing us off. You're being so stupid. You're just not listening. But then you do something awesome like this, and you totally change my mind. I would love to rip up the lease and move into the mall with you.
I keep saying three bedrooms is too many for three guys.
You do keep saying that. I know.
What? I make it four.
Whoa, MMA fighter.
He's already drunk.
See him.
MMA, I'll tell you what, I'm too scared of it to watch it. I'm too scared of like seeing people get like brutally hurt, you know, like it makes me really unsettled. But there's something that's even scarier about like the really small guys. Like now there's guys who are just strategy guys who don't look like they really fight at all. Like they don't really punch or anything. They just sort of crawl around and try to like break your wrist or like crawl around and try to get your leg in a funny spot or whatever. And it's like, that seems really dangerous because like a tiny dude walking around the street can just like totally rip your body in half now or whatever.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done either boxing or wrestling or any of the things that go into that?
Too scared.
I did wrestling as a kid. Like one of those, like just like Saturday, you know, trying all these different sports. It's like for six Saturdays, try wrestling or whatever. I did it. And they had like one tournament and I was like a bigger kid than most people my age. So like I was doing well and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I had my first ever match where someone pinned me and I didn't want to be pinned, you know. I was like trying to move and they were just like no, and I just like went straight off the fucking mat and went to my dad. I was like, I'm never doing this again. I hate it. This is not for me. Just like one time someone just holding me in a way that I did not want to be held was enough for me to be like I was like, oh, I see, this is so fun. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is,
right,
you know. And then instantly, nope, never again.
This is fun when I'm kicking other people's asses, but as soon as they get one hit on me,
no thank you. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, was it like the visceral feeling of not being able to control your body, or is it like the feeling of losing that you hated? Or
no, both? it was just the fact of like with all of my might I was trying to get my shoulders off the mat and this guy was just like, no, like I control your body. And I was just like, no, you know, like I guess like a similar fear is like not being able to speak, you know. Like I'd have dreams where like I'm like someone is about to do something terrible and all I need to do is talk, and then like nothing comes out of my voice and it's just like, oh my god, it's so, this other person, this terrible bad person controls my body. It's like such a fear of mine. And so just to have someone and I'd never, like my older brother was nice to me, so I'd never been like bullied that much, you know. And so just like have someone doing that just felt awful to me.
It makes me feel like the sensation of drowning, you know, where like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not for
me. It is. Damn, I should just stop talking. My whole body's revolting here. I'm like sneezing and coughing. I'm like but it is. There are certain things like me hearing that right now where you don't actually like sit with like what the sport actually is. And it's like, yeah, that is crazy. Just having to like hold somebody down or like pummel them until they can't move anymore. Like to be on the receiving end of that as a sport, as a choice, is crazy.
Yeah. And I used to watch MMA and like all the fighters would always like, I finish fights. That's like how they like get better slots and get like, you know, more fans. And I'm a fighter that finishes fights. Like I'm going to make sure that I knock him out until he can't stand up anymore. Like I'm not just going to win, but you know, cause I think boxing became due to Mayweather or someone like around, maybe Pacquiao, I don't know. It became a sport of like, no, you can kind of just like avoid and know the math and win the points each round, and you can be a great all-time boxer. And so MMA came in and be like, no, in our sport, you absolutely have to knock the person out till they're bleeding unconscious. You know, that's how we finish fights.
Right.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's also like maybe there's good people to get involved with it, and there's like different reasons and like even like socioeconomic stuff of people who like do that, you know. But I'm always a little surprised if there's any surprise with like Vince McMahon or Dana White, the guy that owns, you know, that thing, when stuff is like, this guy's actually like a really vile pervert and a megalomaniac. And it's like, oh, really? The guy who runs beating people up?
Yeah. All right, everybody, welcome to Rick's MMA. This is a week one course here. We're going to teach you some of the basics, going to show you a little bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We're going to show you some wrestling techniques, some boxing techniques, kind of tie it all in. Before we do that, I just want to go around, introduce ourselves. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to say our names and why we're interested in taking MMA. So my name is Rick. This is obviously my gym. Welcome. You can call me Sensei. You can call me Rick. You can call me Big Guy, whichever you prefer. I'm here. I used to run Bum Fights. It was an internet site where people would beat up unhoused people who were down in their luck for whatever reason, backlash, blah, 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 BS. I took that money and I've now bought this gym. And so I'm here for that purpose. And I welcome you all to my gym.
Hey, hey, Big Guy. My name is Clint Rapella. And I guess I thought I would just peer to get some exercise. I kind of need to gamify what I'm doing or else I lose interest. And so I just want to sort of break a sweat and meet some new people.
Great. Fantastic. Fantastic. And you've never I don't know, you don't have a terrible relationship with your mom or anything?
No. I'm close with my family. Actually, multi-generational. We all live in the same house. So.
Okay. Did you try to be a cop and they said you were too fucked up to be a cop?
Nope. Just here for exercise. Just kind of here to get some exercise. And,
interesting. Yeah. All right. Okay. Fine. Let's move on.
Ow.
Sorry about that.
Jesus.
Next, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, Big Guy. Hi. My name is Sean Andrews. My dad put me in here because I'm being bullied in school. And so he thinks that I need help defending myself a little bit. And I said, who needs help when you can use the force?
Star Wars kid.
Okay. Yeah, but right. You didn't think that was funny. You guys didn't either. So yeah, I guess just a little self-defense.
Great. And have you had, have you had thoughts or ideations about like getting back at your whole school, maybe through like a pipe bomb or something that you could put together off the internet?
What?
The way I'd like to get back at my old school is by living well. I would love for them to all see my success and be like, oh, wow, we should have been nicer to that guy. We shouldn't have, all invited him to prom. And so he thought he had a bunch of dates, but then all backed out on him on the day of.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Kind of a giveaway, though, if everyone invited you to prom. You shouldn't have said yes. Shouldn't have said yes to everybody. In sense, you should have seen something coming there. But I get you. I hear. I understand. Okay, so this is one of the... Why don't you go over there? My name is... sorry about that. Hi.
Are you sorry? Because you keep hitting us in the back of the head after we're finished talking.
You'll understand why when we get to our first lesson. Okay. But for right now, yeah, that's just a... Hi, everybody. My name is Clark. I'm here. I was also an investor in Bum Fights. So I'm actually also TA the class, if you're wondering. The other stuff you said earlier, I did connect with that. I did try to be a police officer. They told me I mentally didn't pass the test. And they were telling me, like, just don't say you're doing this for revenge and because, you think... not all races are equal, but I had to tell the truth. So now I'm here working the gym with you, and I know you're about to hit me on the head, so I'm ready. All right, good work.
Hey, Clark brought nunchucks. Is that normal?
That is. I if anyone Clark brought those because he's scared of any of you, even though you're just learning. He's scared of you being better than him. So now he has a way that if you do beat him in MMA, he has a weapon in which he can take you down with. Great. I think we just have, seven more people to introduce themselves. So if anyone wants
to... Hi.
Okay.
My
name is Sammy, and I just need to get out of the house a little bit. I have sort of a rough home life.
Thank
I have
you. Six, yes. six. Here we go.
What?
Here we go.
I have six older brothers and a dad who's mean.
Mm.
And it's just really stressful to be at home because they all yell all the time.
Yes.
So I just came here because there's a padded mat and it seems more peaceful than home.
Hell yes. Yes. You want some revenge on those older brothers of yours, huh? You want to take your dad down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just want to be out of the house. Please don't hit my head again.
Okay, again, lesson one will explain everything I'm doing. Just fantastic. Okay, great. So we're getting there, yeah. Ooh, this scary guy. Who's this scary motherfucker over here?
Hey, I'm Timon. I was recently recruited to be a part of
You mean
of
Pumbaa, right?
I get that Pumbaa? All the time.
Even I get that. That's a funny joke. That is a funny joke. Those guys... Big Nathan Lane fan, if you know anything about me. And
you are.
And the guy who played Mr. Carosi in the Saved by the Bell summer episodes.
They do sort of seem like twins.
Yeah.
Is All that right. the guy that played one of Timon or Pumbaa?
Yeah, that's the guy, Mr. Carosi.
Whoa.
Leah Remini's dad, for you Scientology fans.
In real life also?
No, just in the show. Sorry, they're not. That's not actually her father.
Hey.
Okay.
At the end of the day... They had a good time with him, you know. He didn't love him, but, you know, he still respected him.
Exactly.
That's important.
Exactly.
No, I'm Timon. I was recently recruited for an Ocean's 11-style heist due to my size, but I do not actually know how to fight, so I'm hoping to get a little quick training.
Fantastic. Yes. This is great. So you know some fucked up people then. You know some career criminals,
They're trying to get out of it. This is I think one last one because a rich guy is maybe dating this hot guy's wife or something like that. So okay. Yeah, it's just to get
a hot guy's wife.
Yeah, a rich guy's dating a hot guy's wife.
All right, everyone, get around here. Look, I've assembled the best. I've assembled the best and the brightest for this one. Look, so here's what we're going to do, okay? Stevie, you're a professional gymnast, right? So we're going to have a kind of get up in the, try to disarm some of the cameras. We've taken photos of what the layout looks like, where the cameras are taken. So we just need to jump up there, pin those up in front of the camera so it looks as if there's actually, there's no one in the ballroom. Great.
I think I'll jump off the left wall, hit the corner of the other wall, grab the sconce on the top, and then do a flip over to the camera.
Perfect. Fantastic. Great.
Simon, I'm sorry. I came here back from Italy. I got two strikes on me. I'm not even supposed to be in the country.
Oh, okay.
This guy must have really... This must be a real fuck. There must be a big take here, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'd do anything for you. I didn't even ask twice, but I'm excited to hear what the take is.
We're all going to walk away very happy.
Okay, yes.
So,
sir.
Great. On a scale of 1 to 10, we all think I'm pretty attractive, right?
10, 12.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Great. Okay, so there's this rich guy, right? And he's dating my ex-wife.
But you're hot.
Right. How could she want to date him?
Right. So that's what we assume that she must be under some kind of mind control. So it's going to take all eight of us in order to get her free from this.
Hey, can I give you $20?
Sure.
Let me just give you $20.
Okay, great. Yeah,
you
no
seem
problem.
Like you'd love that.
Hey, what's the sleeping situation? Do we have all of our own rooms? Because I'm happy to share a bed. Simon or whatever.
I was thinking we would just go all to our own houses and then come back, you know, meet up. If you're in the country, though, I can get you a hotel if that's helpful.
Hey,
sorry,
Richard,
I'm late, guys. Whoa, this is crazy. Simon, you and me are wearing the same outfit. That's so crazy. Don't we look almost the same, you guys?
You should have sized up, Charles.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a twin situation here. Have you ever seen the...
Yeah, I could only get the DeVito one.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Danny DeVito. Hey, look, if you're like me... Some Hawaiian shirts are too big, and some are too small. You want one that is the size and shape of my penis. Sorry, can we take that again?
Yeah, no problem, Danny. Yeah, can we just get last
we have
over
to.
There? Okay.
That scene.
I shot something with Danny DeVito. He's 50 inches tall, if I remember correctly.
Really?
I think
Four
that's
feet,
correct.
2 inches?
I think so, yeah, because they had a little standee for eye lines, and it was, if I remember correctly, 5'0"
God, he's good, though. I mean, you just, you love him. Don't you just love him?
Yeah, he's very connected into his, who he actually is, I think, you know?
Right.
I think, there. Yeah, I'm sure there's elements of being an amazing actor throughout his career and stuff, but I think also just, like, people do respond to someone connected to their true self in a way, you know? And it's helpful, I think, that he, again, he's distinct in that, in his, who he is, but yeah.
Yeah, it is beautiful. There's no shame, you know, he's just like, I am this and I like it, you know, where like, I could easily imagine many people that are 50 inches tall being like, I'm never going to say hello to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he is like fully out there living it. And you're just like, man, I wish I had that kind of confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, I guess just in case there's NDAs involved, I won't say the specifics, but somebody we know worked on a TV show where somebody, where they were watching auditions, and one of the auditions was this gal, and they were like, who's the voice on the other end of this? And then they like saw her slate, and it was like, oh, I'm Lucy DeVito. And they're like, oh, it's DeVito's daughter, and he read across from her.
Oh, wow.
And to me, that's like, you can't do it. Yes, everyone knows what DeVito sounds like. Like, he's going to steal all of the attention, even off camera.
Right.
Yeah. But then also, he, like, knows he's like, a good scene partner. You know, like, he actually is probably giving her something better than, like, if I had my dad read for me on an audition.
I'd let him direct me, but you can't put him on tape. You know what I mean? Because then I'm just going, Danny?
Yeah.
Whole time.
What if he's doing that thing that, like, every dumb reader does with, like, maybe they'll hear my voice. And they'll think, like, hey, who's that
guy? He's a good actor.
We should give that guy a chance.
We're all here as Brad retires to honor Brad, and
we love you, Brad.
We love you.
Here.
And I'd just like to say that it is an inspiration. You walk around with such confidence. You are totally you.
Thanks, man.
No matter what you look like.
Wow.
And
thank you.
I wish, you know.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wish. Imagine what my life would be like if I, you know, looking the way I do, acted the way you act. It's an inspiration.
Amazing.
It is.
I
journal about it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you. You've helped me so much in the way I see the world and the way I see myself. And,
yes.
Cheers to Brad.
Cheers to Brad. Brad is your assistant. We obviously have the balloons and the card, and we'll do cake later. I just want to tell you a little bit of what I wrote in the card. When I first got the job here, I remember being like, that's my boss? Like, are you sure? Just because of, you know, what you expect someone who's, you know, in power and stuff to look like. And and everything I've read about, like, oh, people who look sleepy tend to, you know, people who are, you know, they tend to not get jobs as much and stuff. And so to see you, and I would go home and tell my wife, I'd be like, I can't believe my boss. It's like, but the thing I learned from talking to her about you is that, like, you're not even thinking about what you're not even like, you don't care what I think about you when I see you. Mm. You're just like being your true essence and yourself, and you're not even worried about the rumors or the nicknames or the, you know, anything. It's just like, you're who you are in your core self. And that has taught me to just be a little bit better about myself, because I'm always thinking about what other people think about me. And the fact that you never think about that is so impressive to me. So,
wow.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you. And if that's just a preview of what you wrote in the card, I can't wait to hear the whole thing. That was quite a piece. Yeah.
How do you do it?
You just love yourself. You know, everybody is equal. We were all put on this earth in the same way, and we're all sharing the same space. And I just feel like, why would I give up my power to other people? You know, I don't want to take from anybody, I do want to take care of myself. So just about self-love. And hey, I couldn't have done it without a team like you guys. Always backing me up, always holding me up. You know, I stood on some pretty strong shoulders to get where I am today. So Thank you guys all very, very much.
But like, and, did your mom read you books and say you were loved as a kid, or like, was the, well, I assume there was a bullying period. I assume there
if
was
we
like
could all stop talking about how hard it is for me to just be who I am. I would really appreciate that. I think we've seen that, you know, I'm an impressive person, and we don't need to say despite whatever, you know, everybody has their shortcomings, but are they really shortcomings? Are they actually strengths? You know?
Hi, I don't mean to draw too much attention. I was kind of hired as part of the entertainment. I'm the caricature artist. Are you sure you want me to do him like bigger, like that, like broader than what's already happening there? You know,
I don't know. You're the professional. I don't even know how to answer that question.
You guys are right above me. You're right above me. You're speaking right over my toupee, and I am hearing it all. And yeah, why don't we go ahead and skip the caricature for me tonight? Why don't we skip that? You guys can all do caricatures.
Good call. See, okay, so that's good. No, that's good to know, because then it's like, okay, yeah, you are aware, like you do have feelings. There was a time where I was like, does he not have feelings? Okay,
no,
great.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Okay.
I, you know, of anybody who doesn't have feelings, I think it's everybody speaking to me right now. I think you guys are very unaware of how other people telling you things about yourself might make you feel. However,
I think
this is not my first rodeo. Mm-hmm. I had to deal with it in school, and it actually made me a very strong person. My resilience is one of the things that I really pride myself on and credit my success to. You know, if you stop working just because other people say you should, what are you doing?
You're here. Cheers. Brad. Cheers.
Thank you.
Brad.
Here, please. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.
Brad, my husband.
I love you, honey.
I love you too. I do. And
God, she's beautiful.
I do. I remember the first.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, what can I say? The first time you came to ask me out, you remember the whole night I was looking for the cameras.
Very demonstrably, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I tried to pull your face off.
Oh, this must have been back when punked was popular. They're about the age that makes sense, time-wise.
And then it made me think, what if this was a show? Pranking people with celebrities.
Oh, maybe it's before punked. Maybe it's a little bit before
and
that.
You inspired me to pitch the television show Punked.
Wow.
Which obviously made us both a fortune. You know?
Bajillionaires, yeah.
Wow.
And
because MTV doesn't pay a lot, so they kept a lot, I think.
Low overhead, not a lot of money for the actors, no residuals. So that's big bucks for you, big bucks for me, and of course, big bucks for that disgusting guy that owns Paramount or Viacom.
Yeah, they're probably all disgusting.
And speaking of which, Brad, your hands are like his hands. Google this guy's hands.
I'm Googling, yeah. Oh, those are, oh my God, look at those. Yeah, look at everyone, look at those. Those do look the same.
Aren't I supposed to get a gold watch or something? Aren't you guys supposed to give me a gold watch for retiring, or, you know, a single compliment?
Yes.
I feel like all you guys are talking about is my drawbacks.
Oh.
The things you can't believe I have done. What about the 12 quarters in a row of record profits?
Absolutely.
What surprise.
About- yes.
Because so much of your job is selling to people, you know, face-to-face stuff. It's awesome. It's incredible.
I don't know how you do it, Brad. It's amazing.
I bring a box that I stand on, and then we are face-to-face.
Sure.
I go door-to-door with my little box, and they are very impressed.
And they
I've turned what everybody else thinks is my greatest weakness into
my greatest...
No, the height thing.
Oh.
Everybody thinks the height is my greatest weakness.
Oh.
Isn't that what you guys have been talking about this whole time?
No.
We're pretty unspecific so as not to offend you. No.
If I'm just kind of rattling a few off my head, I guess it's...
This is with wife speaking, by the way.
I guess it's toupee that doesn't match hair or skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Yellow's good. They didn't have blondes, but they had yellow.
You look like Lisa Simpson.
Hello, welcome.
Me too.
Welcome to the hair restoration store. How can I help you? Anything specific you're looking
for today? Restoration hairwear. Well, as you can see, I'm looking for a pop.
I see, yes.
You know, I come in and I'm bald up top. I have long hair on one side that won't quite comb over. I try to comb it over, but then it just stands up. So
yeah, I see that.
I'm looking for something that'll detract from that, maybe make me look a little bit taller, okay. But something professional. You know, I'm a big-time professional salesman, so I want to look good.
Yeah, I have like a slick back. This actually is in the style. This is your actual hair color. It seems like a good match there. It's like kind of like a slick back, kind of like power attorney, maybe like a
I don't
Wall
love the
Street.
Shape. Okay. I don't love the shape. Do you have anything a little more triangle-y?
I don't try. I like which side of the triangle are we? Are you the you want?
Oh, you know what? I have a picture. What about here?
Okay, it's a picture of Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, see how it's sort of triangly. I don't want to look like her. You know, I don't want to change my skin, but the hair I like.
Okay,
and the necklace.
Sure, I guess I could spray paint one of these yellow. You want me to spray paint one of these?
Actually, yeah, that'd be. Well, do you have blonde?
Yeah, oh yeah, lots of blondes. Here we have a normal, this is like a comfortable.
Yeah, why don't you spray paint it yellow? Spray paint it yellow.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Great. Okay.
And wait a second. What is that instrument up in the corner?
Oh,
Is that a saxophone?
Yes, it is. That actually is a
give me that saxophone. Give me that saxophone.
Well, that's actually not for sale. That was actually, you know how like some people have the first dollar that anyone ever spent on the store. The first thing we ever, someone bought a toupee with a saxophone. So that's our first ever payment we received here at the store. It's signed by the, I think it was.
About that red dress?
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that was, my wife just, I came on it and,
I'll take it. Yeah, let me take that. Let me get that. And what about that? Pearl necklace?
Yeah,
the string of pearls?
Yeah, that is. That's actually, I went as Lisa Simpson for Halloween last year, and so that's up for that reason.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
It's a really good look.
Hey, hi. I saw someone on the street the other day, and simply had to stop him, and he kind of recommended, based on his look, this place. I was wondering if you could help me out a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Of course. Yeah, I'm glad that we're getting referrals. Sure. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, head-wise, I'm wondering if you could kind of make me look a little more squished, like the top and bottom squished, and more like so that it's a sideways kind of oval almost, but like a little bit.
We talking Stewie from Family Guy?
Nailed him. You nailed it. So you do what I'm thinking. That's great. That's great, yeah.
Hey, sorry. I know you guys are working right now. Do you have any alien costumes?
Talking to Alien from Family or from American
Dad? I am,
Dad?
Yeah. I want to look like him. Yeah, yeah.
I think he can look like anyone. I think that's, or people can't see him, or what's his thing?
No, it looks like an alien, but sometimes he dresses in disguise. Yeah, let me call Waylon really quick.
Scene. Shout out to Waylon McQueen. Oh, American Dad is Waylon McQueen's favorite show, and we learned it, and it really knocked all of our hair off our head.
Folks, that's the show. Now, imagine in that scene, go and screen grab it while Ryan and Casey are talking, and see me trying to be like, would a guy rob this place with a banana? Someone in one of these disguises join like that Ocean 11 crew?
Yeah, I was thinking banana for the saxophone.
Yeah, but
do we make Stewie and Lisa fight in the street?
It's yeah. fight.
So Stewie makes a stew for Stewie all the rest of his roommates.
So
or maybe that was the porn that Lippert's character in that other scene was making us watch, and we tagged.
Lisa wakes up Stewie late at night with a video to show him.
Of course, Lisa wakes up Stewie to show him porn. So if you were expecting a big connection at the end, those are all the options that I was rattling through my brain and decided on none of them. Casey Faye, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you. I think I'm just getting warmed up. I think I'm ready now to make strong choices in this improv.
Ready. you'll be perfectly ready for your show, of course. Holy Shit Improv. People can find you in LA, and they can also find the Patreon to see the live shows taped. Give us the sell on that if I haven't done it well enough.
No, that's a great sell. Yeah, we do three shows a month, one at UCB, two at Silver Lake Lounge, all in Los Angeles, featuring all of your favorite improvisers if you're listening to this. We've had recently Lauren Lapkus, Lisa Gilroy, Paul F. Tompkins, and so many more, Gabris, Carl Tart, everyone. So you can check that out. Holy Shit Improv on Instagram or Patreon. Patreon.com/holyshitimprov. That's the spot. For the price of less than one ticket, you can watch every show we've ever done.
Wow.
Good sell.
That's a deal. That's a deal. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. At Casey Fay on all social media.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to plug?
I saw a short film last night that you fellas were in. You gonna plug that? That was a blast.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the plug time. So yeah, check out Gone Fishing, the new short written and directed by me and John Mackey. Nope, not directed. Written by me and John Mackey, directed by John Mackey with me.
A little stolen valor there.
I guess I was a bit of a director. Call the DGA. And released on the day of the writer's strike approval. So we got it in just in time. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have your TV shows in a few months. So check out Gone Fishing. Ryan's in it. Mary Holland, Payam Banifaz. And introducing Amanda Tarver.
I was going to say, two Tarvers. Two Tarvers, from what I understand, for the price of one.
Yes, that's the agreement with the Tarver family. You can always get two for one. So we took Drew and Amanda on this
one. That's great.
But yes, we're really proud of it, and we released that last week. You can find it on any of our socials.
And with all of this crazy entertainment business striking going on, it's a great time to cancel your streaming subscriptions and join a Patreon. Pay artists directly. Don't send it to the studio because it's never going to the artist's pocket. I'm hoping we're moving towards a general strike, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, SAG-AFTRA. Come on.
Thanks again, Casey. Thanks, everyone, for your support and listening. Cancel Netflix. Give us your money. All the improvisers that do our show, please don't unionize. feels like me and Ryan should still be getting the majority. I mean, we're the studio owners, in a sense.
There's a lot more work you don't understand.
Yes!
Without us, there is no show. The suits, of course. But thanks for listening, and bye.
Bye-bye.